This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And once again, let me welcome 1310 WDOC AM, Eastern Kentucky's voice, to the fold, Lock and Load. Lineup continues to expand. I get real excited when they come on. Somebody new, here we are. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. This is something solvent, lubricate, treated. Out of those two steps, your Frog Lube IQ is intact because your gun's going to run. Check them out, froglube.com. Last week we had a couple of instances of horrible news, including the killing of two prison guards in Georgia and the attempted assassination of our lawmakers in Arlington, Virginia. And still, for the people that responded to this, this was a good week for the good guys with guns. Donnie Rowe and James DuBose are accused of killing two prison guards early Tuesday morning last week as they were being transferred between detention facilities southeast of Atlanta. And after their escape, they spent 2 days on the run until they were spotted by Tennessee state troopers. In the ensuing chase, they crashed their car and fled into the woods adjacent to Interstate 24. Eventually, they came upon a residence in the small community of Christiana, Tennessee, and attempted to steal a homeowner's vehicle. Unfortunately, the homeowner noticed this, and he turned into their worst nightmare. He was armed and unafraid to brandish his weapon, and he, along with some timely help from a neighbor, held the pair under citizen's arrest until the local sheriff's department arrived to apprehend them. No telling what they would have done if they had been allowed to continue to operate. Then, on Wednesday, when James Hodgkinson showed up at the baseball field and he fired 60 shots, one of his targets was protected by two gun-toting Capitol Police officers. And these guys engaged the gunman for 10 minutes, eventually subduing him and eliminating the threat. Five innocent people were wounded, and several of them, such as Scalise, are still suffering serious wounds. But Rand Paul was at the baseball practice and praised the incredibly brave response, and he said they probably saved the lives of everybody there. Had they not been there, it would have been a massacre. Disruption is the key in one of those incidents. And you can call it whatever you want to call it. You can call it the OODA loop or whatever you want to call it. But the primary goal with a shooter like that, with an active shooter, is to disrupt his workflow. Somebody who is not disrupted is going to shoot somebody every 20 seconds. Now, I could sit back and I could rip on Hodgkinson because he did fire his weapon 60 times and he only hit five people. That's a question I've got. Now, without knowing the exact timeline of how this went, did this protective detail, did they close in on him, and were most of those shots after he shot and wounded all of these congressmen? Or was this an ongoing thing? I don't know. I haven't seen the timeline on this yet. It may be out there, and I just haven't found it. What we're getting out of this, though, is instead of anybody getting out there and saying, well, okay, this was bad and this was good. It was bad because of what happened, and it demonstrated something that everybody's been saying all along. No, that's not what happened. First, we had McAuliffe, governor of Virginia. He barged onto the scene in the aftermath of the shooting, talking about gun control, advocating background checks, and shutting down gun show loopholes, none of which would have affected this cat. None of which would have affected him at all. He bought his gun legally in Illinois, of all places. So he went through the background check, and he did not buy a weapon on the gun show loophole. McAuliffe was making these statements without knowing or caring about the specifics of the case, only that it was a good opportunity, a good optic, to promote the gun control agenda. If he'd spent a little more time reflecting on the issue and preparing his remarks, because he blurted out more than once that 93 million Americans a day lose their lives to gun violence, which is actually 93 a day, which is actually about 30-something that lose their lives in crime. Because the other 60, unfortunately, kill themselves. 60-some-odd kill themselves. And the real lesson here is that is not that we should implement more gun control and please a leftist like McAuliffe, who is Clinton light, but that our leaders should encourage the expansion of gun ownership in America. And thankfully, in our country, unlike the United Kingdom and France, our police carry firearms. It's also very fortunate that we do have the Second Amendment. And while the leftists are lamenting our gun culture, the real story of the week is that guns in the hands of the right people saved lives. The more people who would take the time to become trained in the use and that would purchase them for personal and home defense, the more likely it would be for an unhinged gunman like Hodgkinson or prisoners on the loose like Rowan DeBose to encounter law-abiding Americans who would stop the bloodshed, and that will result in the lives of more innocent Americans being saved and more dangerous criminals meeting the fate that they deserve. I know what you're saying, oh, Bill. Why you got to go that way? Well, let me explain something to you. A lot of people out there right now are getting on to, and well, you know what? We'll just cover that in another moment. We'll get onto that one in just another moment. I won't go that way. What I will say is this. It is not guns that are the issue here. If guns were the issue, we would be awash. There would be whole states obliterated by now. Whole states. If guns and the people who own guns were the problems, there would be no gun controllers. And I am not advocating that we get violent with them. I'm simply stating a fact. In the end, it all boils down to the fact that they want us to be like the British or the French. Today, if you have a moment, go and pull up some video of the Parisian terrorist attacks. Any of them. Look for any of them. And look at, I remember quite vividly the video from the interior of a cafe where a guy with an AK was coming up. And this guy was not some gun guy because he had a stoppage in an AK, which is so rare. And he couldn't clear the stoppage because he was right up on top of somebody and he wanted to put his barrel right on her back and pull the trigger. And his gun failed to function. And he couldn't bring it. He couldn't reduce the stoppage and get it back in action. And look at, the reason I'm saying look at this is because all these people can do is wait and cower. Or go look back at the Westgate Mall incident in Nairobi where a few, I don't know how many people, there were people there that had personally owned weapons that fought back and saved a lot of lives. There's your difference. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh. practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Loot was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Loot eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out, froglube.com. Joy Reid, who is Oprah Winfrey's best buddy, she's also a radical leftist news commentator, and she went crazy on Twitter when Trump announced on Friday that he was rescinding much of President Obama's order loosening diplomatic relations with communist Cuba. And although most of them amounted to outrage that yet was another imprudent Obama administration policy was going by the wayside, there's one President Trump should print out and tape to his office wall. And the tweet read, Trump name checks Assata Shakur, calls her by her former name, Joanne Chesimard, as a dog whistle to his people, hashtag Trumping Cuba, she tweeted. Reid is angry that the president not only rescinded what he called the complete one-sided deal that then-President Obama cut the Cubans in 2014, but he demanded, as a condition of improved relations, that Cuba return Chesimard to the United States for trial. And yes, he did call her by her original name, because that's the name that has sat atop the FBI's most wanted list for New Jersey since 1979. On May 2nd, 1973, Chesimard and two men, all members of the radical and violent Black Liberation Army, were stopped by New Jersey State Police on the Jersey Turnpike. Another officer nearing the end of a shift, Werner Forrester, stopped to provide backup. The trio in the car struggled with the officers, and they eventually wrestled Forrester's gun from him. Forrester, who had two young children, was fatally wounded. Chesimard herself shot him twice in the face after the struggle, just to make sure, and another officer was wounded. One of the attackers was killed, and Chesimard and the other attacker were tried and convicted in the case. Chesimard, also known as Assata Shakur, if the name sounds familiar, that's because Tupac Shakur, rap artist, was both her godson and nephew. Spent time in several prisons during the 1970s, but escaped in 1979. She lived as a fugitive in the United States for 5 years and went to Cuba, where she is to this day and has received political asylum. She will turn 70 next month, and she has walked free for nearly 40 years, despite having wantonly murdered a state police officer. Donald Trump thinks it's time for her to come home and face her sentence, and he's not willing to play footsie with communists while a convicted cop killer suns herself on their beaches. And Joy Reid thinks it's all about a dog whistle meant to gratify hashtag his people. I'll play your stupid game, Joy. Yeah, it's a dog whistle. This was President Trump saying it was wrong to let slide the human rights abuses of the past, to give Cuba relief from the sanctions without getting or even expecting anything in return. This is him saying that it was wrong to lavish millions in American travel dollars on a country that has not lifted a finger to provide free and fair elections, free its thousands of political prisoners, or recognize opposition political parties. That it was insane to spend money that could make its way to the Cuban military or abusive security services. That the ban on tourism and embargoes on various goods was still in place and would again be enforced. That any American money that makes its way into Cuba, he spared a couple of deals that already were underway, would go to the people and not enable their repressive rulers. And it was a dog whistle to law enforcement. Another in a series of messages that has emanated from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue since January the 20th and before, that Trump has their back in a way that his predecessor never did. Trump sees law enforcement as a force of good, not a nuisance or a jackboot on the necks of the American people, and he sees people such as Joanne Chesimard as indefensible, unlike Joy Reid, who prefers to use the name Chesimard used when she was out murdering cops. And she is indefensible. The FBI opened a nationwide manhunt for her in 1972 after it was alleged that the Black Liberation Army cell she led had conducted a series of cold-blooded execution-style murders of New York City police officers. A NYPD deputy commissioner called her the final wanted fugitive, the soul of the gang, the mother hen who kept them together, kept them moving, kept them shooting. Yeah. How cynical of Trump to insist a remorseless cop killer, perhaps one of the most calculating in American history, be returned before we open the golden doors to Cuba. How cynical to call of him to call her by her name. So police around the country would know that he cares about the people who put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe. You're damn right it was a dog whistle. It was a dog whistle to his people. Except Joy, unlike you, who don't seem to quite get it, you, Joy, are one of his people. You are one of his people. And you don't recognize it for some stupid reason that I cannot quite figure out what it is. Because you need to be safe too. Because as far as I can tell, Joy Reid, while you may be a leftist and not really know too much about what you're talking about, I do think you're law-abiding. And that makes you one of Trump's people. And the law-abiding citizens of this country are happy to have a president, again, who cares about bringing a cop killer to justice. Now, for somebody that would run around worried about her rights versus, say, your rights, or my rights, or any rights for that matter, for me is paramount to, this is just the ultimate in stupidity. The ultimate in being completely out of touch. I don't know where it goes from here. I don't know what will happen to Chesimard. She should be brought back. We should not. I mean, Cuba. I watched a YouTuber go to Cuba. They wanted to do a cultural exchange. So this YouTuber, and he's a YouTuber that, you know, he's one of the bigger ones. He went there, and even he was struck by the fact that the government, which this was supposed to be an event that was open and everything, and the government decided to steer it. Even that struck him. Yeah, we don't need to cultivate that currently. When we get back, the leftists have gotten their little taste of blood. Is that going to be enough? This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350350.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does.
Solvent.
Lubricant. It's treated. Ready to go. Combat effective. You are good to go. You'll like it. Froglube.com. In the chat room, I'm being asked, what's better for concealed carry, Glock 30 Gen 4, which is a 45 caliber, or Glock 19 Gen 4? Now, see, there's no correct answer to this one. Either one of them is going to work. I guess it would come down to which one you prefer to carry. The Glock 19 might be a little easier to carry. And the thing about the Glock 19 is that is almost a ubiquitous handgun. It is considered to be the best preeminent combat handgun out there simply because it's small enough to conceal and big enough to fight with. And I guess if I had to pick between one or the other, I would probably pick the Glock 19 simply because of capacity and size. That's the other thing. The magazines on the 9mm versus the 45 are much smaller, much easier. The weapon is a narrower design. But the Glock 30, I mean, it's hard to say that that's not a good weapon to carry. So, good question. I just don't know how to answer that one. And one more time. WDOC 1310 AM. Eastern Kentucky's voice. They are now part of the Lock and Load lineup, and I couldn't be happier to have them. If you're listening right now in Eastern Kentucky, hi there. I'm glad to have made your acquaintance. Now then, 2 weeks ago, a lot of guys were writing about how the left would not stop until somebody got killed. And for them, they were trying to write it as sort of a, you know, rhetorical warning. But it turned out to be a prophecy. And here's the thing. The left is not contrite that this happened. They're not contrite that these guys, this guy rolled up on these dudes, these Republicans, these lawmakers from the House, and he was going to kill them for the sin of not being a Democrat. They've done nothing to bring about the moment of reflection that you might expect from people with blood on their hands. And thankfully, the only life lost was that of the leftist terrorist who sought to embody the attitude of the media and the Democratic Party. But no sooner had the echoes of the shots faded into the background, and then here we had the attitude coming back. The leftist journalists and activists took to their Twitter accounts to blame everything except the reality that their twisted fantasies came true. But it did come true. And all the editorials and proclamations in the world are not going to change that, you leftist idiots. Worst of all, the paper of record, the paper that sets the agenda for the fake stream legacy media, the glorified birdcage liner that announced its new slogan this year, "To be the truth is more important now than ever," took the attempted mass murder as an opportunity to rewrite history for a second time this week. They had an editorial entitled "America's Lethal Politics" that attempted once again to blame Sarah Palin. You know, Sarah Palin was a bold, sort of dumb move for McCain to make as a running mate. Not that she wasn't qualified, but nobody had ever heard of her. And you know what that meant? That also meant that nobody had ever heard of her stupid map either. But they wrote, 2011, when Jared Lee Loeffner opened fire in a supermarket parking lot, grievously wounding Representative Gabby Giffords and killing 6 people, including a 9-year-old girl, the link to political incitement was clear. Well, was it? Because it all wasn't clear. It wasn't all that clear once it was discovered that Loeffner was a nut, he was mentally unstable, and he hated George W. Bush. But they continued on. Before the shooting, Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee circulated a map of targeted electoral districts that put Ms. Giffords and 19 other Democrats under stylized crosshairs. That wasn't clear. That wasn't clear. And it was made clear in the pages of none other than the New York Times that Loeffner had had a history with Giffords predating Palin's website by years. Maybe the people who run the New York Times don't read the New York Times, but I don't blame them for that. But they're never satisfied with bastardizing reality. So they wrote, "Conservatives and right-wing media were quick on Wednesday to demand forceful condemnation of hate speech and crimes by anti-Trump leftists." And they're right, though there's no sign of incitement as direct as in the Giffords attack. They had to print a retraction to all of this when it was pointed out just how stupid it was. But they continue to write, "Liberals, of course, should hold themselves to the same standard of decency that they ask of the right." So, nobody ever suggested that Jared Lee Loeffner saw this map with the marks on it. Nobody ever suggested that there was any evidence that he ever visited the website. Without those two things happening, there is no direct incitement. But after years of claiming that Republicans want to kill children and the elderly and the poor and the middle class and animals and vegetables and the planet and anything else you can think of, do you think that maybe somebody might have been listening to that? When you compare the president of the United States to Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, and any other monster you can think of, do you think that's had no impact on the left-wingers? Because most left-wingers are almost low-info voters. They only get their message from the magic box. They can't ever explain to you why they feel the way they feel. Now, the Times eventually changed their editorial long after it printed and distributed, I don't know how many copies, because their circulation's only 500,000. But they did temper it, smear Palin. But they did it after the lawyers made the editors aware of possible liability, but the damage was done. They added an editorial on Thursday about the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise, incorrectly stated that a link existed between political rhetoric and the 2011 shooting of Representative Gabby Giffords. In fact, no such link was established. Not only was there no such link established, there was no such link to establish. It was never real reporting. This was progressive porn on display, a left-wing snuff film in the minds of the journalists that still apparently thrives in the minds of the people who run the New York Times. Later, it required a further correction. The editorial also incorrectly described a map distributed by a political action committee before that shooting. It depicted electoral districts, not individual Democratic lawmakers beneath stylized crosshairs. 2 weeks ago, in a moment of hilarity, which proves to me that they do have a sense of humor, they eliminate the public editor. Maybe speaking to someone outside the bubble might have spared the paper the embarrassment, but make no mistake about it. Hodgkinson was as committed a man of the left as the editorial board of the New York Times. We'll see where they go now. They don't want to go too far, I don't think. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
No truer statement has ever been made than that one. Check them out, froglube.com. Restoring civility was the talk of Washington after a crazed leftist opened fire on Republican congressmen while they were practicing baseball Wednesday. We've never seen political violence on that level with that many targets. And at the time, it was determined by the powers that be that it wasn't the time to wonder about who was responsible for inciting the left-wing gunmen to kill the GOP lawmakers. It was apparently just another reminder that we need to be civil. It's a damn good thing I'm not in charge of anything in Washington. Now, granted, most of this determination was spurred on by a media unwilling to air the obvious about the shooting and accept some of the blame for driving a progressive to violence. The Washington Post published an article boldly claiming that the attack on the right by a leftist was actually somehow an attack on all of us. Smacks of the sniper fire in Bosnia from Clinton or Brian Williams in the Black Hawk that was taking fire. Getting involved in something that you're not involved in. Similarly, most media outlets treated this matter as a tragedy without explanation, sort of like a tornado, instead of an intentional, politically driven attack. Those on the right, who did make the obvious points on the violence, were treated with scorn by journalists and became subject to pieces that treated them as nuts for arguing that the left should be blamed for one of their own attacking congressmen. There seemed to be more check out these right-wing nut job articles than ones exploring what left-wing sources might have driven James Hodgkinson to pick up a gun and take murderous action.
Does anybody remember when Dylann Roof got out there and posed with a picture of a rebel flag? And that made everybody white a racist, and that made it had to come down everywhere that was flying it, and that's, you know, that basically started the erasure of Civil War history. But, you know, it's not the same thing, is it? No. The part that is the big mystery here for me is that the leading Republicans and conservatives were happy to oblige the feeling of false unity by demanding more civility and calling for a toning down of unspecified rhetoric. In a dramatic example of this reaction, Republican Illinois Representative Rodney Davis held up a piece of shrapnel on Fox News Sunday he found in his practice bag after the shooting. And his message on the shrapnel, we have to tone down this rhetoric. Who? Not you. I didn't even know you existed. You haven't been out there calling for death and just, you know, prosecution and execution and all this. Who? The "we" in his plea indicates that Republicans have a share in the blame in the violence against Republicans. The GOP lawmakers were very eager to accept blame for America's toxic rhetoric. This is why it's a damn good thing I'm not in charge of nothing in Washington. Because what I would have been doing is I would have been saying, from this point on, while I am the Speaker of the House, while I am the majority leader here in the Senate, there will be no more posturing. There will be none of this other stuff. You will proceed with business or you will be removed. If I have to make a formal rules change or something else, that's fine. But there will be no more of this for the cameras, okay? If you want to go get interviewed afterwards and you want me to be the meanie, that's fine. Because you know what? You've made me the meanie for so long, I can't escape it. So now I'm just going to wear it. And we're going to do things my way because I'm in charge. You will execute as I say, or you will be taken out of this chamber. The Democrats and the left had no inclination to take any responsibility for the rhetoric. First, there was Nancy Pelosi, who up to this point has been thinking it was President Bush. She had some thoughts on who should take the blame for America's coarsened political culture. Somewhere in the 1990s, the Republicans decided on the politics of personal destruction as they went after the Clintons, and that is what started, and it has continued. Then bringing it to today, when the president says I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nobody would care, when you have somebody say beat them up and I'll pay their legal fees, when you have all the assaults that are made on Hillary Clinton for them to be so sanctimonious is something that I am really almost sad that I had to go down this path because of you, with you, because I don't think it's appropriate for us to have the fullest discussion of it. This coming from someone who supported a guy who said, if they bring a knife, we bring a gun. Republicans get in the back of the bus. That's what he said. That's what Obama said. Now, dig, if you will, a picture of a crazed right-winger, a true right-winger, you know, a guy that listens to Rush Limbaugh and voted for Trump and, you know, he's got a MAGA hat and all this other stuff. He goes out and shoots a bunch of Democratic congressmen. Imagine the media demanding that no one politicize it while they treat it like a natural disaster. Imagine House Speaker Paul Ryan blaming Hillary Clinton and the other side of America's toxic political climate after an attack on Democrats. Imagine the Democrats and the left themselves saying that they themselves need to do more to police their rhetoric after being shot at by a conservative. You're never going to see that day. It's never going to happen. And if the reverse had occurred last Wednesday, there would have been hell to pay. Calls for censoring conservative media would have been lodged on an hourly basis. Democratic lawmakers would demand federal agents round up any right-wingers who may be considered a threat. And there would have been no calls for civility and no reaching across the aisle. So if you are a Republican lawmaker and you're one of the ones out there saying, hey, we need to be more civil, that's fine. You can say that, but you need to be looking at the Democrats and saying, you need to be first. This is a jarring example of the disingenuous nature of these calls, where the fiery condemnations lobbed by the same folks on the right and left who called for civility to a brief disruption of a Shakespeare play by true Trump supporters on Friday. Apparently a premeditated assassination attempt on our representatives is something our country can shrug off. But we cannot ignore the outrage of a one-minute interruption of Shakespeare in the park. Cracks in the new civility facade were also noticeable in the coverage following the attack. Besides the numerous denunciations of Trump for somehow inspiring a left-wing gunman to attack Republicans, many journalists took the time to sling dirt at Scalise while he fought for his life after he was wounded by the gunman, while he was unconscious. I didn't know Scalise existed till sometime last year. This is what she tweeted. Representative hashtag Scalise was shot by a white man with a violent background and saved by a black lesbian police officer, and yet he's being, you know, he went to practice baseball and he got shot, and he's being smeared as a white supremacist homophobe. I don't care if they dial back the rhetoric, and I don't think that we need to be sitting back and looking. We don't need to be introspective here. We didn't do this. They're not interested in having a civil discussion with people that they see as the enemy. And that's what I know they think of me as. The members of the left want to transform this country, and a shooting isn't going to make them reconsider their tactic and rhetoric as they pursue that goal. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.